Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I'm no tech genius, but I knew if I wanted my business to crush it, I needed a website now. Thankfully, Bluehost made it easy. I customized, optimized, and monetized everything exactly how I wanted with AI. In minutes, my site was up. I couldn't believe it. The search engine tools even helped me get more site visitors. Whatever your passion project is, you can set it up with Bluehost. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, what have you got to lose? Head to Bluehost.com to start now.
Breezy.
It's Friday. Welcome to the show. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, 68 for the high today. We'll take it. What's up, Breeze?
What up?
It's the last weekend to make it to Fringe Fest because tomorrow night they lower the curtain until next year. And Rochester Fringe Fest is in the top five most attended Fringe Festivals in the world. You got 600 shows, 30 plus venues. And there really is something for everyone. And joining us live in the studio this morning is Rochester's only comedy couple. Let's welcome Lisa and Scott Feibusch.
Hi, everybody. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for coming in. So you got to tell us a little bit about yourself. I have a lot of questions, but I do know you guys are also known for Comedy on the Deck shows in your backyard. Is that correct?
That is correct.
I'm very interested in hearing about that. What is that all about?
So this started, we both started doing comedy right before COVID. Lisa started before I did, as she will be sure to tell you. But, you know, then all of a sudden all the clubs and venues shut down, all the places you could go and do open mics during the week. And we said, you know what? We have a nice backyard. We've got a deck. It could use some staining maybe. But
sure.
We could have people come on over.
And okay, we love.
And so for the last, 5 years now?
So yeah, 2021 in May is when we started.
Yeah, when the weather's been nice, people come out on a weeknight, and we set up in the backyard. And
How big is this backyard?
It's not big. We're in a little neighborhood in Brighton.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to ask, where is this?
So you're neighbors, but we're by 12 Corners.
Okay, nice. How did you start promoting that? Craigslist?
No, not Craigslist. Actually, if you want to be a comic in Rochester, you have to be on Facebook because there's a Rochester comedy page that promotes everything.
Oh, okay.
And there's also, most cities have them. There's a Buffalo comedy, more than one. There's a Syracuse comedy. So we just posted there and said, anybody want to perform in our backyard? I actually messaged some comics to make sure we had people. And then where I promoted a lot is our neighborhood groups.
Oh, so you do like open mics. It's not just the two of you performing.
Oh, it's an open mic.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's great.
Okay. Makes sense.
Because you two are basically known as the comedy mom and dad of New York State, right?
I wouldn't say
that's
New York
State. That's a title to have.
That's a title.
Upstate, at least. We'll take upstate.
Yeah, we'll take upstate. And how long have you guys been married for?
29 years now.
Congratulations.
Coming up on you, 39.
So you said that Lisa started doing comedy before you. And was this just like a later in life hobby that you picked up? Like, how did you randomly, you know, in middle age, just be like, I'm going to do comedy now? That's crazy.
I credit two things. First of all, I had a lot of chronic illness in my 40s. And I finally, when I turned 50, was getting out of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a close friend who did a lot of improv comedy, decided he wanted to try stand up.
Okay.
I was the supportive friend. I went to his first show, which it was a comedy showcase. And it was held on April 20th, 420. Mm-hmm. It was the night before Easter. It was the second night of Passover. Everybody was telling 420 jokes.
Right.
And I started thinking, what happens when the other holidays fall at the same time? And I found myself writing jokes in my head when I was watching other comics. And he said, oh, you should try this.
Yeah.
So then I went to an open mic, and I had never met the host, but he's... his name's Chris Hasenauer. He doesn't do that much comedy anymore, but on his social media is Has Comedy. He was the host. I had never met him, but then he was really supportive of new comics, and he wrote me a note saying that he really hoped he'd see me at other mics, and I kept going. And Scott was the supportive spouse. He kept going with me.
And then I started thinking, hey, this looks like fun, and I had been, you know, I was the serious guy across the street on public radio every morning.
Oh, yeah, it got her attention.
20 years.
Sure.
And then, you know, I got out of doing that eventually. And like, you know, I still have this inner need to perform for somebody.
Yeah.
And ideally for actual human beings and not just inside a studio. And I started doing it too. And we discovered, we didn't know it was weird when we started doing it. Nobody told us.
Yeah.
You know, that normally comic spouses are sitting at home, you know, just waiting for the other one to come back and hoping they don't make too many bad jokes.
Right. It's different. Yeah. You guys made a name for yourself. You walked in here with a lot of confidence. Like you know your way around a microphone. Tell us all about Fringe Fest and what people can expect tomorrow night. How can they go see the show? Ticket cost, all of that.
So we're in two shows tomorrow night. Our friends Matt and Sarah do a show called Catharsis Time that is a bunch of local storytellers telling all kinds of really embarrassing true life stories about real things that have happened to them. That's at 7:30, and then we are on at 9.
Yes.
And we're in that too.
Right. We're in the Catharsis Time show. We each have a story. I want to stress that's not a comedy show per se. It's a storytelling show.
Okay.
But people usually laugh. It's good funny. Performers. People usually it's laugh funny. At points during the shows.
Sure.
We've got some funny moments in ours. And ours is a comedy show. It used to be a comedy showcase of a lot of other comics. This year we thought, hey, we're the ones producing it. Let's do longer form comedy for us. So Sean Hennessy, who was a local comic, is our host.
Okay.
Lisa Vanderhoff, who was a finalist in Rochester's Funniest Person Contest at the Carlson, is our featured act. And then it's the two of us.
And you guys are going to be on stage for about 60 minutes? Yes, an hour?
So the show is an hour. It's a chance for both of us to work on some longer sets. You know, and that's the tough thing in comedy is unless you're getting booked, you know, at a Carlson or something, you don't get a chance to stretch out and do those 15 or 20 or 25 minute sets. So she did the really long set at our show last week. And then I'm closing this week. And my theory, since we're the last show during Fringe this year and I'm the last one on stage, I think I'm headlining Fringe. Sorry, Chelsea Handler.
Yeah, he is.
Move over, Chelsea.
That's a big deal. And so, by the way, you guys, who's the funnier one in the relationship? I know you know the answer to this. Who would you say it is?
Actually, our teenage son.
Yeah.
He's like, neither of these two.
That's a good answer.
No one is in the room with us.
And he hates the fact, you know, he's sitting at home and we're doing comedy and he's sitting up in his room with the headphones on and trying to pretend that none of this is happening.
Drowning it out, yeah, fully.
Yeah, we always have to tell him ahead. He tries to get a friend to come over. He never watches our stuff.
I love that.
Really?
Yeah. And our daughter is in college in New York City, so she's not home. When she's home, sometimes she watches, but she will also say she likes comedy. They both say they like comedy, but they don't like stand-up.
Oh, they don't like stand-up.
That's just not their favorite form of comedy.
If you guys are just tuning in.
What other forms are there?
I mean, sketch comedy, right. Videos,
okay.
Other stuff like that.
Lisa and Scott Feibusch are in the studio. They're going to be performing tomorrow night at Fringe Fest. They are a married couple. They've been doing this for a long time. You guys have been married 29 years, coming up at 30 years in May. And tomorrow night, you guys can go and see them in the location, if you didn't say it already.
Club Soda at the School of the Arts on Prince Street. You can get tickets at the door. You can get them ahead at Rochester Fringe.
RochesterFringe.com.
And can you guys do us a favor and give us like just showcase a minute of possibly your show for tomorrow night?
So we both do bits about our kids. I do more than she does because I have to, you know, just go for the cheap humor and talk about the kids. But we both talk about having, you know, a child who has now reached adulthood. So my daughter just recently, she just turned 22 this last week, and it did in my best joke, which is that my daughter just turned 21, just had her very first drink, Mm-hmm. No, she didn't.
Yeah, no. But
as,
not at all.
As a middle-aged dad, you have to believe this. And she drinks these 20-year-olds. You know, I'm 53. I drink single malts that are older than my daughter is.
Of course.
Which is more expensive the older that she gets.
Very
right?
much so.
She will drink anything. I go to her apartment in Brooklyn, and she hands me, she salvaged this old stuff from my mom's house. She says, Dad, you want some blackberry brandy? It's good when you mix it with Sprite.
Blackberry brandy and honestly, I can get down with that.
It actually reminds me, when I was in college, the drink my roommate and I mixed was strawberry schnapps and Diet Dr. Pepper, which sounds horrid now, but we drank that a lot.
If you listen, honestly, Lisa, if you mix anything with Dr. Pepper, it's going to taste.
It masks it.
It's going to taste phenomenal.
We gave you guys water bottles.
My drink. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Well, yeah. In addition to drinking, our daughter is a somewhat liberal smoker. Not cigarettes. The good kind of smoke. Oh, no. We wouldn't tolerate tobacco in our house.
Oh, no.
She's like, no.
What happens when you let Gen Xers become parents? Yeah. We were never meant to do this.
Yeah. So I always say I'm the sandwich generation because I have gotten high with both my dad and my daughter.
Okay.
And when I was visiting her, she took advantage of my car and credit card and said, can you take my friends and me to IKEA? Because they could buy stuff and actually not have to lug it home on the subway.
Right.
And we're getting ready to go. And I hear her say to her roommate, want to have a bowl before we go?
Yeah, I can get
so pre-gaming IKEA, which I did not know was a thing, and I was thinking, boy, I wish I could try that. That's got to be a really interesting experience being high in IKEA, but I couldn't do it because I was the driver.
And you knew what a bowl was,
of course.
Of course, you did.
I would have thought bowl of ice cream. I was like, yeah, put some whipped cream on it.
Lisa and Scott Feibusch are live in the studio with us. They're going to be performing tomorrow night at Fringe. Thank you guys so much for coming into the studio this morning. I appreciate that and spending some time with us. Tickets are $15.
Yes.
And you have two shows tomorrow at 7:30 and 9?
7:30 is catharsis time, and then you can get another set of tickets, come right back into the room, and enjoy an awesome hour of comedy with us.
Yay!
Or you can go to the box office and just buy tickets for both shows.
Yeah, I mean,
sit at catharsis time and then just relax.
You don't have to get up.
Wait for our show.
Yeah, I love sitting. All right, awesome. Thank you guys so much for coming in. We're so excited for you.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you.
You are the, I will say it again, New York State married comedy couple. The best in the business.
The mom and dad.
The mom and dad.
The
Thank you guys.
Yep.
Thank you, Scott and Lisa. Woo! Appreciate you guys. We'll see you tomorrow night at Fringe Fest. It's PXY Mornings.
Join Moose and Breezy anytime. Anytime.
Call or text 585-252-9800.
PXY Mornings. On the number one hit music.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I'm no tech genius, but I knew if I wanted my business to crush it, I needed a website now. Thankfully, Bluehost made it easy. I customized, optimized, and monetized everything exactly how I wanted with AI. In minutes, my site was up. I couldn't believe it. The search engine tools even helped me get more site visitors. Whatever your passion project is, you can set it up with Bluehost. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, what have you got to lose? Head to Bluehost.com to start now.
Station 98 PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Some of you may have heard the story earlier this week of a Spirit Airlines flight flying way too close to Air Force One.
Spirit, I must have missed this one.
They're constantly in the news. They are the Motel 6 of the skies, and they were flying too close to Mr. Donald Trump, who was aboard Air Force One over Long Island en route to a state visit to the UK. And Spirit Airlines Flight 1300, which was going from Fort Lauderdale to Boston, ended up flying on a path way too close to him. And air traffic control repeatedly radioed Spirit to turn 20 degrees right to avoid converging paths. So the guy in air traffic control grew frustrated by delayed responses, and he says out loud to the pilots, "Will you pay attention? Get off your iPad." I'm like, this is a disaster. They played it on ABC News, too.
No way.
Spirit seems to be the Carnival Cruise of airlines. There's always something wild happening.
I didn't even know Carnival Cruise was bad.
Well, what do you think that documentary about Poop Deck, where do you think that came from?
Poop Cruise. It was one time, you know. These things happen.
From fights on the plane to pilots being arrested and then the bankruptcies. It's a mess.
It is.
What is the exact moment during your flight when you thought, yep, I'm never flying this airline again? 585-252-9800.
How much time do we have?
I mean, 2 weeks ago, flying from Atlanta to Rome, flight attendant walked over to me with cardboard and X-Acto knife and tape and asked me to fix the broken window. I said, absolutely not. I don't work here. Everyone on the plane had a window shade except me. I'm like, this is really bad when the sun comes up. This is going to be really bad.
I was so excited to fly Breeze Airways because obviously my name, they're brand new planes, brand new airline. Like they were the cream of the crop when it came to discount airlines. They are. I will still argue.
Do they fly out of Rochester?
I think they do now. They do actually, because they do have direct flights to Vegas, which is amazing. But nevertheless, I was flying Breeze and I was, you know, living my best life. And the thing about these direct airline or like cheaper airlines is they have direct flights to the places that you actually want to go.
Right.
Florida, Vegas, Charleston, you name it.
For not a lot of money.
No. I was coming home from Florida and I was next to this woman. It was just the two of us. She was at the window. I was in the aisle. And she barfed the entire 2.5 hour duration of the flight.
Oh, that must have stunk.
And I was like, wait a second. How? Because I know myself. If I throw up, if I barf, I can't barf into a little hole this big of a barf bag.
Can't do it.
I'm projectiling.
Right.
I'm winning an Oscar, right? So the fact that she got her little puke in this little bag for 2.5 hours straight, I was like, this is a nightmare for me.
Did they have to keep switching out the bag?
No. I was like, where's it all going? So then I was like, you know, this isn't really Breeze's fault. Like, they can't help the fact that someone got sick on their flight, but they can also make it right for me. So I emailed them and I said, I'm honestly disgusted by the fact that I had to basically sit next to this woman and like share her bodily fluids because they were all over. And they were like, I'm so sorry for the inconvenience. That's so crazy. Yeah,
right. So like, they agreed with you.
Yeah. They were like, that's wild. Here is, I think they gave me 10,000 points. And I was like, let's go. I'm going to be flying for life, baby. It equated to $10.
Oh, that's
so. And I literally was like, we'll see you in small claims. Like, absolutely not.
They give you.
I haven't flown them since.
So you get a $10 voucher after
$10
all
voucher.
That.
I can't even get like a drink on a flight with a $10 voucher. Are they high? Well, probably.
You can get a drink on a flight with $10. Nothing costs $10 on a plane.
Yes, it. No, because once they gave it to me, I started looking up all of their amenities, right, in the sky. The charcuterie is like $15. I was like, not me still owing $5. I hate it here.
Oh, that's so tough.
Anyways.
Let me go over to, guys, I kid you not, I was flying Spirit out of Florida last year. The seatbelt wouldn't click. And the guy said, just tuck it in under you.
What?
I was shocked. Never again. Plus the soda cost me $5. That is so tough.
So
just tuck it under you.
So I'm looking at flights right now. I'm on Breeze because I'm giving them another chance because they are flying out of Rochester starting 2026, first of the year. And I'm like, oh, this is a discount airline. Like, it's going to be so great. I just looked for a direct flight from here to Fort Myers. $460. I'm like, this is not a discount airline.
No, it's not.
At all. No, I'm pissed.
Chrissy says, good morning, guys. I was flying Frontier. My flight attendant rolled her eyes when I asked her for a second ginger ale. I was beyond insulted. I'm never again going to fly them. Lost my luggage one time, Southwest. I had to wear flip-flops to a funeral. Yes, I took it personally.
Flip flops to a funeral. New podcast coming soon on the Odyssey app.
The cracks.
I think that flying is obviously like a very special thing that we have, and not a lot of people can do it, right? Like, not everyone can go be a pilot. It takes years and years of training. But I feel like once you're up there, it's a free for all. I really do. I feel that way. It's,
what do you mean a free for all?
Like, I just feel like the pilots are playing on their iPads. People are puking in the seats. Like, people are ordering millions of dollars off SkyMall. Like, it's just crazy.
I don't know, man. Flying is a... If you get nervous sometimes, like I do, and I've been on hundreds of flights, literally hundreds of them. There's only
humble brag.
I'm just saying.
Like, I'm loated, so obviously no, I've flown private 100,000 times.
Half of those I never had to pay for. You know, it's so important to find a sugar mama. But I'm just kidding. It was work. But a lot of those times when you get on a flight, you never, ever know what's going to happen. But what makes it even worse is when you get on an airline like Spirit or Frontier and they just act like you're bothering them.
Yeah.
Like them coming over and asking me to fix my own window with a knife and cardboard. I'm like, I'm in the middle of a movie. Yeah. I'm not doing that.
No, fully.
My mom's like, don't cause any problems. I'm like, I don't work for Delta. I'm so sorry.
Also, like when we flew to San Diego last summer and you just like didn't want to sit with me, I was like really upset about that. You didn't even like act. I was having like past trauma with my father because every time we board a flight, he acts like he doesn't know who I am.
Well, because he's busy booking first class and he sends you peasants to the back of the plane.
Every time. He's like, I had points. It's like, wait, what?
98PXY is free and always will be.
You may hate to admit this, but how many of you listening hate the fact that your ex is thriving? If so, call us and tell us about it. 585-252-9800. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. You ever
like
check
this
up?
This is how all my exes feel about me.
I don't know. I don't think all of them.
Probably most of them.
Any of you guys ever check up on your ex and they're, I don't know, they're somehow living a much better life than you? They got a new job, new set of teeth.
New car. There's new house. New fiance.
Suddenly running marathons. And yes, you can say how happy you are for them until you're blue in the face. But sometimes... I don't know. Deep down, you're probably lying. And I don't think you should feel bad about it. You know, it's normal to feel a certain way when you generally see someone doing better than you, especially an ex.
Right.
You know what I mean? How many times I've looked an ex in the eyes and I said, you know, I wish you the best. I don't mean it.
Yeah, you didn't mean any of it. Never once. You're like, I absolutely hate your guts, so.
When I moved back from LA to Rochester, my ex saw everything I was doing. And she sent me a message on Instagram that said, looks like you're doing well. Happy for you. She hated that I was happy.
Hated
and
it.
Thriving. Hated it. Couldn't but it made more. It made me feel so good. And it's why you shouldn't block anyone online, you guys. Let them see how well you're doing.
I would never. I wouldn't dream of it.
No, of course not you.
I wouldn't dream of it. Has every ex ever blocked me? Of course.
All your exes have blocked
me. Have I ever blocked an ex? Absolutely not.
What is
not in my wildest dreams.
There's a trend there. What do you think that comes from?
They just can't see it.
Has every single one of your past relationships ended poorly?
Mine?
Yeah, I'm looking at you.
I feel like yes and no. Like it's definitely like started out like that, but mm-hmm. it didn't stay. Like we just talked about my favorite ex the other day. Like love her.
Yes, we all have. We do. We all have at least one favorite ex. And the ones
they're just like normal humans. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like and yeah. There's other ones that just like aren't normal. It didn't like whatever.
Didn't end on terrible terms. Right. We all have at least one favorite ex.
Right.
But the ones that you're not fond of anymore, maybe it ended very poorly. It was toxic.
But like I'm saying, like it doesn't always start ending on great terms. Like you left your favorite ex sobbing at the airport. I'm sure she couldn't talk to you for years after that.
Oh no, she had to go to therapy.
Yeah, for sure.
I had to move away. Let's get to some of your texts and calls. Hello, PXY.
Good morning.
Hi, who's this?
This is Danielle.
Hi, Danielle.
And, you know, I just have to say it's really true what you guys are talking about because I was dating a real loser and I hate that he's doing well. You know?
Okay.
I hate it. Like, seriously, I mean, he's only doing well because of me and that just sucks, you know? And, you know, if it wasn't for me, he'd be sitting around drinking energy drinks and eating frozen pizza and like picking his nose. It's like ridiculous.
True.
You're fired up, Danielle. When did this relationship When did it end?
About a year or so ago.
Okay. So what happened?
Well, you know,
you're unhappy that he's doing well now?
Yeah, like what?
Yeah. Yes, because like
she
was,
exactly.
He was a nightmare, exactly. So like, you know, I used to beg him to go on walks with me or go to the gym or get a better job, and right. he would never do any of that. He was just so lazy. And, you know, I'm not proud of it, but I did end up cheating on him and moving on to somebody better. But I never cheated on him physically. Like, I cheated on him emotionally.
Oh, that's so that's great. Much better than, that's much
yes,
better, sure.
I think so. I mean,
she's
I just
like, of
got,
course.
You know, what do you expect? The guy was just a lump, and he was just a nightmare, and he never
Danielle,
wanted to do anything.
Danielle, I'm sure it must feel good to take a nice steamy dump all over this poor guy, but if he was so gross to you, why did you start dating him to begin with?
Correct.
Well, he wasn't that way when I started. I mean, he seemed like he had his act together, and then he just kind of, I don't know, just gave up on everything. Yeah,
was he depressed?
Was one of those things where, no, it was more like I was making good money, so he didn't have to kind of thing. It's kind of like he was like, oh, well, I'm just going to take the easy way out, you know,
he
kind
was
of thing, I think.
So he was comfortable?
Yeah, yeah, a little too comfortable, you
mm-hmm.
know? And then, you know, we end up breaking up. And he loses over 70 pounds. And now he's posting these shirtless gym selfies. And everybody's like, wow, you look so amazing. You know, and I'm thinking, where was this guy? Where was this guy when he was sitting around inhaling mozzarella sticks in my couch every night?
Oh, man. This is brutal.
You know?
He's seeking his revenge.
I don't even want him back.
His revenge
you know,
body.
But, you know, yeah. I guess so.
Why
but,
can't
I wouldn't
you,
even want him back.
Why can't you
I
just
wouldn't.
Be happy for him?
I don't know. It just bugs me. Like
because secretly
you know,
we can't be, right?
I guess so, because I just hate that he waited until after he was with me to get his life back together. And then and for some reason, it just gets under my skin that he's doing well. And he was such a, I don't know, such a, when he was with me.
Nightmare.
You know?
I don't know. Part of me feels like you should be happy for him as far as his health is concerned, that he's turned his act around. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I mean, to be fair, I did reach out to him, you know, to see how he was doing, and he didn't even respond. Like,
do you blame him? You cheated on him.
Right.
But it wasn't like that. I just got really attached to somebody else, and then, you know, we broke up, and then I started being with this other guy. It wasn't like I was running around on him. Okay?
Oh, my God. I don't know what's better.
I know. Whatever you got to tell yourself, Danielle. That's wild. So are you still with the other guy?
I'm still with the other guy, and I'm actually really happy with him, and I know
Sounds
it's terrible,
it.
But it just bugs me. It just bugs me that this okay. guy is, like, you know, flaunting it all over the place, and he's got such a fat ego that used to go with his fat body, and now I hope he gains all that weight back.
Oh, Danielle, come on. That's
this is wild.
Danielle.
How are you wishing for someone's downfall and their health?
I know. What are you doing, Danielle?
This is a low point.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just sick of it. I'm sick.
Then don't
so
go on his
block,
Facebook.
Block. Just, delete. Block. Delete.
Yeah,
what?
I know. I just
that's
like
my therapist says too.
I just feel like I put in all this time and energy into the before version, and now somebody's going to get the upgraded model, and that's just not fair.
It is what it is. You sound extremely jelly. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, you sound so bitter.
You're very bitter. And, you know, hey, people move on, and you just happened, you helped him get to maybe a place where he needed it the most. That was your only job, and now you move on.
Yeah.
That's it. Think about it in terms of that way.
Yeah, that's a good point.
All right, well, have a good rest of your morning.
You sound like you're going to have a great weekend, so.
I was just calling and laying into what you're talking about and being, like, real, so.
I know.
My 2 cents.
I appreciate the story. All right, have a great day.
You too. Thanks.
Okay, so if you guys are just joining us, Danielle was calling in to share with us how proud she is of her ex and all of his accomplishments. Danielle doesn't sound bitter at all, you guys. Her ex finally got himself together, and she's pissed she's still in the same place.
The thing about it is...
Possibility.
The thing about it is like, whenever you date someone, 9 times out of 10, there's a very slim portion, unless you, like, literally dated a narcissist, that the person who's... going to end up with that person after you, they're going to get a better version. That's just inevitable. Like, because they're always going to get the better version because we're learning, we're growing, we're changing every day. And if you're not, that's on you.
That's correct. Exactly. You want to be better than you were a year ago, or, you know.
Correct.
And the person you're ultimately with and the person you're supposed to end up with is always going to bring the best out of you.
Yeah. What's for you shall not pass, you know.
Good morning, guys. This is Megan. This is my life to a T. I helped my ex get sober, got him on track with a new job. Then he left and married the next girl he met right after me. The thriving is an understatement. All right, yeah, well, what are you going
to
do?
It's really fine. Like, you're fine. It's fine.
Not everyone has to cheer for their ex. But rooting against someone's health is just, it's crazy.
She's like wishing a gastric bypass on him. It's crazy. I'm like,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.